Hey, 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 everybody. It is Michelle from Michelle is Money Hungry. I am really excited about the next couple of days because I'm sharing all things affiliate marketing. It is my favorite thing about online business besides the flexible days, freedom, and living your best life. But affiliate marketing is the holy grail of my own personal business structure, business revenue stream. So before I get into it, for the next 4 days from May 24th through May 27th, the Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course will be on sale. It is a course created by Michelle Schroeder Gardner. She is a person that I actually know, so she's real. And I met her when she was making $0 with her blog. Like I met her in the beginning. Well, fast forward to 2018 and she's probably going to make $2 million this year. She's on track to do that. And so if there is a person who you should be learning from about passive income and affiliate marketing, it's Michelle. And Michelle is having her course Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing on sale for the next 4 days. And so I wanted to create some additional content, additional kind of helpful tools and information for you in case you're like, well, I don't know about this affiliate marketing. It's like for other people. And I created also these episodes because I've made affiliate income. I'm in the process now of amplifying the effect. So basically I'm trying to grow the amount each month. And now that I've had my successes in various different ways, I'm now really focusing on making sustainable income with it. And it's, I feel like closer than I think. So I'm getting excited about it. And I want you to be excited about it too, for many reasons. And so I want to share a little bit about my backstory with affiliate marketing, and then I'm going to share with you today's episode, which is about why, which is 7 reasons why affiliate marketing rocks. Started blogging in 2012. I blog about personal finance and lifestyle topics. I never thought that I would monetize my blog because I was blogging about personal finance and about all the problems I had with money. Now, in retrospect, it probably would have been great to start earning passive income at that time because I could have applied that money towards the debt. I digress. For whatever reason, I just felt like it wasn't the right time to monetize my website. And I really didn't think that it was possible, to be honest. It was just not where my head was at. And I think that for people who are online content creators, that would be anyone from a podcaster, blogger, or a person who's really good at Instagram, like that's the only place where their platform exists. It's really easy to decide that the time is not right to make money in that way. And it's a very personal decision. I don't judge people for not wanting to make money online. What I would say is once you decide to make money online, that you commit, because once you commit, that's when you're really going to see the money come in, because basically you're going to learn strategy, logistics, and figure out what works best for your online platform. The confusing thing about making money online is every single person who makes money online makes it differently. So that is where I think people get confused, because each person has different strengths and different areas of focus. And so it's crazy how people make money online. And so when I first started kind of dabbling in making money with my blog, I had a couple of different affiliates that I half-heartedly shared, and I didn't have like a ton of traffic. And to be honest, I still don't, but I still make affiliate income and more, and it's growing. So it's interesting because you can have a blog with lower page views and still make money. It's just understanding how to do affiliate marketing. One of my earliest successes with affiliate marketing, ironically, was with gifts in kind, with product in kind. And what I mean by that is there will be affiliates that will say, if you share our affiliate link, your dedicated affiliate link, the person who signs up with your affiliate link will receive $15 of credit towards the service, and you will too. Or you will receive $10 of credit. Notice I say credit, not cash. And then the person who signs up will too. Now, the thing with that credit is you can earn a lot of service in kind or gifts in kind, but you still have to pay taxes. So where I was successful was with ThredUp, ThredUp.com. In fact, I was so successful that I no longer share the link, my affiliate link. I do not need to make more money with ThredUp because I do not need more clothes. And ThredUp.com is an online consignment store, and I absolutely love it. It's a great way to get really good used clothing. It's consigned, high-end items. So right now I'm looking at my Kate Spade purse that I got for free because I had ThredUp affiliate income. And really, when I say I was successful at it, I made several thousand dollars in affiliate income. The problem that I had was that I made it with gifts in kind. So it wasn't bad that I made that money. It was great because it proved that you could share something that you love, i.e. I could share something that I loved, which was ThredUp.com, and that I could make money with it. Like I could just shout it out to the people out there and make money with that affiliate link. Once you learn how to do the process, like what the strategy is, basically you duplicate it. That's that simple. There are a couple of things in the back end, which Michelle talks about in her course, but it was really cool for me because I was like, oh, wow, this is a thing. But I made so much clothing in kind, I guess you would say income, that I ended up giving all my friends clothes. Like I bought all of my friends' kids' clothing for the year. Like it was crazy. I got a whole new wardrobe, whatever. It was like very exciting, but I was very frustrated because I was like, I want to make cash. Like I can't eat clothing. Then I got distracted because I was working for myself and I left my job and I was needing a break, and that's a whole nother conversation, but that was distracting. But when I quit my job, even before I quit my job, I would always talk about passive income. It was like the thing that I loved the most. And then I got distracted until one day I was like, I need to get back on that because I love it so much. Like I get a rush when I get a passive income payment coming into my bank account. There's nothing better. And actually, next month is going to be really good. And literally in the next week or so, I'm going to get several payouts. And once you do it one time for a specific affiliate, then you understand the way to do it again and again and again. So anyway, that's kind of my background story. I had, you know, some success with that. I've made affiliate income with several other programs and am now able to count on affiliate income monthly. Like I'm starting to make enough money that, one, my blogs, I don't pay for it out of pocket anymore. Like the blog and podcast sustain themselves, but now I'm starting to make more than what it costs to run that. In fact, I have been on and off for a while. And the big goal now for me personally is to double the amount each month. That's the goal. So that is kind of my backstory. I absolutely love passive income. I'm going to talk about variations on this theme for the next several days, but today I'm going to go ahead and get into 7 reasons why affiliate marketing freaking rocks. The first reason is you get to share products, goods, and services that will help other people who want an easy way to win. So basically, if you're sharing an affiliate product for your audience as a blogger, podcaster, or whatever it is that you're doing, typically you've created a defined audience, a niche group of people that you're helping with the content that you're sharing. I run 2 very different websites. One is about personal finance and lifestyle related issues, as well as online entrepreneurship. So the affiliates that I share within the context of that blog address the needs of the audience. It could be that I have an affiliate where you save money. So Ibotta, I absolutely love Ibotta. And Ibotta is a savings app that helps people save on shopping. I personally use it primarily for groceries, but you can use it also for retail. You can use it on Amazon. You can use it for a lot of different things. I love Ibotta. I've met the CEO. It's a Colorado-based company. It takes up a huge amount of space in a downtown Denver building that I've actually been to several times. So I'm really, really sold on that product. And it's really easy for me to share it and sell it to other people. The cool thing about it is it helps people save. So it's one of those things where that's a win-win. Like, it helps people save. They get money when they sign up for the first time. If they're a new user, they get $10 applied to their account within the first couple weeks if they redeem a savings within those first 2 to 3 weeks. And then I also get $5 as well. So it's like a win-win. Those are the kinds of affiliates you want to focus on. Affiliates that are win-win and that help your readers, listeners, whomever, your audience with a problem or issue that they have. Reason number two why affiliate marketing freaking rocks. You're supporting your favorite products. So most people are naturally inclined to share the things that they love. I always share the stuff that I love. I share restaurants. And again, I share restaurants. I share websites. I share my favorite hairstylist. So the thing with affiliates is you're sharing a good or service or course. And so in this case, this weekend, I'm doing this in support of the Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course. Is it a perfect course? I think it's a pretty damn good one. I would just want Michelle to start putting in videos of her like epic life. She's about to get in a boat and sail around the world or around the Caribbean. It's the most beautiful boat ever. So you should check out her Instagram so you can see it. But when you are affiliate marketing, you literally just share what you would normally share and what you love, and you get paid. That rocks. Why wouldn't you want to do that? And I'm going to say something specifically to podcasters. Podcasters are very interesting to me because they remind me of bloggers 6 years ago when I first started blogging, and a lot of them were really reticent about making money blogging. Now that I know so many bloggers who are making a lot of money blogging, that reticence it's gone. I think that we've all learned that there's a lot of money to be made, that you can be ethical in the way that you do it. And when I'm sharing the goods and services that I love, I'm very, very careful to make sure that I share what I believe will actually be of service to people and that are good companies. Like I really think carefully about what I share because I don't want to hear people fussing at me because they're unhappy with whatever good or product I've referred them to. I don't want to hear it. So I am really, really careful about making sure that whatever I geek out about, I'm like, you got to try this, that I've tried several times, that I use, that I understand, or that like 20 people, if it's a good or service that I haven't quite used yet, that 20 people that I know, like, and trust really, really well have used that product. And so you should never be sharing something that you don't believe 100% is a fantastic product. Never do that. Number three, one of the things I absolutely love about affiliate marketing is you don't have to manage the system. What do I mean by that? So if you're running an online product or online project and you're trying to make money online, one of the things that can be really confusing is as you share products, you want to do it, especially in the beginning, you want to do it in the easiest way possible. And with an affiliate, there's a company that manages all of that. There's a computerized system that notices that you've made a sale. There's a link that is associated with you, and then you understand that you will get paid in 30 days or whatever is the payment threshold, whatever is the rule for that affiliate. You don't have to manage that system. Now, as your affiliate list gets big, like as your affiliate sales gets bigger, you may have to change how you manage your income and how that looks, how that works. But for most people, as you sell things, you are at an advantage as an affiliate marketer because a company is in charge of all of the back end of getting the money to you, the automatic deposits because you've signed up for a profile, set up your bank account, like everything's all set, right? And so that is, you know, something to consider. It's this great way to make money. Yes, you have to do work, like doing these podcast episodes. It's not easy. I'm going to have to edit this episode because I like them edited. I'll add music. I'll market it. But ultimately, it's great because I can then repackage it later and share it passively and make money that way. But I don't have to manage anything. So that is one of the best parts about passive income is you don't have to manage any of the money in the back end. Like the company will do it for you because they have a whole system to do it and you don't have to manage it. Obviously, one of the best things about affiliate marketing is that as you grow, as the process grows and you understand how it works, you start earning passive income. Now, I do want to make a caveat. I want to say something about this. It will not be passive in the beginning at all. affiliate marketing in the beginning, there's no passive, like it's not passive because you're going to have to create a lot of content with your affiliate links that will get in front of people. You'll probably have to do a lot of podcast interviews, a lot of just marketing of what you do so that people will even interact with your affiliate links. So in the beginning, it is not passive at all. But as time goes on and you have more and more content out there, you will grow your income. How do I know this? Because that's what's happened with my affiliate income. But it's great because now what's starting to happen is I can tell a month ahead, like what's going to be hitting my account. Like you start to see a pattern, you start to see what the earnings will be, and it's a glorious thing. So right now I know what I'm making in June, and possibly I have an idea of what might happen in July. And that's just for passive income. I'm launching a couple of products that I'm producing. And so that will also be income that I will factor into my affiliate sales. But creating a product is a pain in the butt because it's a lot of work and then you have to launch it in whatever way you launch it. But once it starts making sales, that's passive income. So that's the best thing ever. You get to share what you love with your friends and colleagues. You get to share what your friends and colleagues are making and creating. So Michelle's a friend of mine. We're not besties, but I've known her a long time, so, you know, because I'm like older. But I've known her a long time and I want her to win. And I know that this is a great product. So it's really fun for me to share what she's doing. Why wouldn't I? I have another friend who has a course for virtual assistants. I have friends who have courses on freelance writing. And so it's so awesome to know that they've achieved these goals and achieved this success, and that I can share the courses that they've created as an affiliate and help them win. And at the same time, help solve a problem for other people because they've created a solution and then make money. That is awesome to support your friends in that way, and you make money and you get to help people. Why wouldn't you do it? The sixth reason why affiliate marketing rocks is you get to create your own products to sell and share with affiliates who believe in the product that you've created. So I just mentioned I'm creating products. And part of the reason why is I've noticed that there is an issue, that there's a problem that I could help people solve. And I've decided to do that by creating a course. The cool thing is you can pre-sell the course to prove the concept and then launch the course. And as people purchase it, then you have proof of concept and you have passive income. You can use different resources to do that. I'm creating a product in Gumroad. I've actually had a product in Gumroad for my Colorado-based website, and that's been doing well. And so this is going to be another product that I'm creating, and I'm thrilled about it because once you create the product, create the course, which is a pain in the booty, but once it's done, and then you can share it with the world. So that is awesome. And then number seven, affiliates can grow your product reach. So all this time I've been talking about how I'm an affiliate, how I love sharing what other people do. Well, likewise, once you've created a course, other people can share what you do. It's a multiplying effect. I do want to say one thing. This is not multi-level marketing. I think sometimes people get a little confused by that. I'm actually going to do a whole show on the difference between affiliate marketing and multi-level marketing, like what the difference is. But I think the biggest difference is that in multi-level marketing, you have to pay for stuff in order to participate. You have to pay to play. With affiliate marketing, numerous affiliates out there are win-win. The affiliates I typically use, I'd say 75% of the affiliates that I share are win-win. What do I mean by that? It means that the person signing up to use that affiliate does not have to make a purchase in order to use it. So for example, I bought an example where basically the person shares, or rather I share my affiliate link, the person redeems their savings on shopping, which they would do anyway, because usually I save on groceries with Ibotta. People got to eat. So they redeem their savings. They get 10 bucks for using the service. And then I get five. That's win-win. And so I'm very careful about win-win scenarios. So typically most of my affiliates are win-win. If you're purchasing this course, you probably were already thinking about purchasing a course to help you with blogging. Like, and the thing is, with blogging, you can start for free. I started on Blogger. So when I started blogging, I did it for free for a while. And then one day I was like, you know, I'm really into this thing. I'm going to upgrade. And I didn't have to upgrade. I could have stayed on Blogger. So I think that's a big difference between multi-level marketing and affiliate marketing. And I'm not against multi-level marketing. I just think that some of the products just don't make sense. So I have a friend who is highly positioned in a multi-level marketing business. Her product makes sense to me because it's very heart-centered for her. I will share the podcast episode actually about how she and her husband grew their income. It's insane. There are 10 levels for earnings in this company. She's at level 9, and I think they're going to hit 10 by the end of the year. That's six-figure income each month, just by the way, just so you know. So she's killing it. She's my friend Michelle. I've known her for a billion years. What she did to grow her multi-level marketing business is actually what you should also do to grow your business. So I actually think that's a great episode for people to listen to. It's all about community. It's all about consistency, and it's all about staying really hyper-focused on the strategy behind growing a business like that. And I will say, once you get focused on affiliate marketing, it is a strategy. It is a system that you are utilizing to amplify the effect of the purchases, right? And I feel great about it. I have a website called Michelle is Money Hungry. I am trying to pay off things and get my life set financially. And so for me, if I can get people in front of things that they were already looking for and get paid, why wouldn't I? Winning. So tomorrow, I'm really excited to talk about 11 easy actions podcasters in particular can take to start earning affiliate income. Podcasters, you guys are really resistant to making money. If you don't want to make money with your podcast, no worries. But if you don't believe it's possible, or you do believe it's possible, but you always feel like you're getting shot down in podcasting groups, I want you to listen to this episode. Please share it with friends. And yeah, I would love for you to just share it with friends and consider all the different ways that I will share with you on Friday that you can use to make money with your podcast. So again, I'm going to read back the 7 reasons why I love affiliate marketing and why it rocks. 1, you get to share products, goods, and services that will help other people win. Kind of easy wins because you get them in front of solutions. Two, you support your favorite products. You would do that anyway and you get paid? Yes. Three, you don't have to manage the system. Like, you don't have to manage the money. It just arrives in your bank. Boom. Four, you earn passive income. Can I just say that again? Passive income. It is a pain in the butt in the beginning because it's not passive, but there is a point, especially in the online, like in out there in the intranets, once it starts to grow, it grows, and you can't really, once you unleash the beast, you make the money. Five, you share what your friends and colleagues are creating. How great is that? Six, you can create your own products to sell. And number seven, affiliates can grow your product reach for your own goods and services and courses and things like that that you're selling. So again, this week, Michelle's course is on sale. Make sure you go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/affiliatesrock, R-O-C-K. And that will be the link for all of the episodes. They will exist on different pages, but I'll have a hyperlink to the other episodes on that main page. So michelleismoneyhungry.com/affiliatesrock, R-O-C-K. Hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you grab your course.